Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly cloudy skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, upper 30s with calm winds. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain showers in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. We'll continue with scattered rain showers in the upper 40s. And Thursday, partly sunny, chance of rain. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 39.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A coronavirus outbreak has killed 10 residents in a nursing home in a northwestern Kansas county that already had proportionally the nation's largest increase in COVID cases over 2 weeks. The Norton County Health Department reported last night all 62 residents and an unspecified number of employees at the Andby home in Norton had tested positive for the coronavirus. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, Norton County had the largest number of new cases per 100,000 residents of any county in the U.S. for the 2 weeks ending on Sunday. Wichita State University's new molecular diagnostics lab is now open for business. At full capacity, that lab can process 4,500 COVID-19 tests a day and 32,000 in a single week. Officials, including Governor Laura Kelly, were on hand for a ceremonial ribbon cutting for the state-of-the-art facility yesterday. I'm Rick Everett, and that's a look at your Tuesday Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Leaders of a high school in Topeka are considering how the community should react to a report that the man the school is named after was a chief officer of the Ku Klux Klan in the early 20th century. The Seaman High School newspaper reported last week that Fred Seaman, a prominent Kansas education figure, was an exalted cyclops in the KKK. Tristan Fangman and Madeline Gearhart, co-editors of The Clipper, said someone provided a newspaper clipping to their history teacher about Seaman that prompted them to do more research and find other articles detailing his KKK activities. KU's star running back Puka Williams has left the football team to be closer to his family. He made that tweet yesterday. Williams said, "Right now I need to be with my mother who is battling health issues." Williams named to the preseason All-Big 12 team. He also took time to thank Coach Miles in his tweet. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Nebraska will reopen a series of federally funded grant programs to help small businesses and nonprofits that are struggling due to the coronavirus pandemic. Nebraska still has $160 million available from the $1 billion it received under the Federal CARES Act. The state will accept applications for assistance from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning until November 13th on a first-come, first-served basis. The newest round of grants will include aid targeted specifically to some of the state's hardest hit businesses, including restaurants, bars, movie theaters, tattoo parlors, zoos, event centers, and ethanol plants that lost business because of reduced travel and gasoline usage. The Associated Press reports the state's rate of new infections now ranks the fifth highest nationally. The state said a record 343 people were hospitalized with COVID-19 as of Sunday. Mid-America Network News.
That mailbox out by the road, that's a lifeline for families all across rural Kansas. But Congressman Roger Marshall doesn't seem to get that. Marshall voted against emergency funding the Postal Service needs to keep up with the pandemic. Now, I served in the U.S. Army in Iraq. As a veteran, I count on-time mail delivery by the Postal Service for my VA prescriptions. If I miss my meds, even a few days, it can set me back weeks. Roger Marshall defended mail service cutbacks, dismissing it as a, quote, so-called crisis. Now, there's nothing so-called about it. Roger Marshall turned his back on rural Kansans when he voted no on protecting the Postal Service. Vote no on Roger Marshall for Senate. VoteVets paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.votevets.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. As the 2020 U.S. Census count comes to a close, Marshall and Nemahal counties are among the top 15 in the state that reported over 70% self-response rates. Nemahal reported 71.2, Marshall 70.7%. Washington County was in the second tier with 63.6%. A majority of the highest response rates were from northeast Kansas. A cluster in the farthest southwest part of the state was lowest. Marshall County commissioners met last Monday and considered inviting an Atchison attorney to the October 26th meeting to discuss the possibility of a moratorium on new wind farm construction and countywide zoning. Public Works is working with the Elm Creek Township to close a portion of Quivira Road. Commissioners discussed the south parking lot of the courthouse, which is in need of overlay. They discussed converting the west side landscaping at the courthouse into angle parking to increase the number of available spaces. The board asked for estimates for concrete and or asphalt for the south parking lot and the potential additional parking. Gayla Randall of Frankfort presented a map approved by the FAA in July, noting that some 5 to 8 people have turbines sited within a mile of their homes for the Irish Creek Wind Farm. She was also concerned with the number of listings, more than 110 initially proposed. NextEra replied they typically try to site 20% more locations than anticipated to allow for movement if needed, indicating they are still anticipating 108 to 110 turbines. Washington County commissioners met last Monday. The county treasurer spoke of discussions regarding a potential tax sale and said the tax statements should be going out by the 1st of November. There are currently 55 properties that could be eligible for tax sale, with some back taxes dating from 2012. 3 years delinquency are necessary for consideration. The last tax sale was in 2016 in Washington County. Jean Bauer, age 84 of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m., with a rosary preceding at 9:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery, visitation Tuesday, noon until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jean Bauer. Joyce A. Quinn, age 69 of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Memorial service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Joyce Quinn. Robert Bob K. Nork, age 95, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Graveside service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bob Nork. Stephen Jock Carlson, age 65, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Gym. Casual dress, burial in the Greenwood Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Stephen Jock Carlson. Gertrude A. Flower, age 91, of Beatty, passed away Thursday. A funeral is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. over Zoom. Those interested should contact the family for meeting ID and password. Public graveside service will follow Saturday at 2 at Fairmont Cemetery in Blue Rapids. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Gertrude Flower. Edgar Helms, age 92, of Olean, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church west of Lynn, burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home of Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Edgar Helms. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, beef stroganoff, French bread, peas, and peaches. Tomorrow, cheeseburger soup, turkey and Swiss sandwich, relish, and applesauce. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your drinks. Have a supersonic day.
Nick, in the morning, you don't even speak full words, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, Nick, and you're just like, oh.
I don't look forward to any other drink like I do my morning drink.
Sonic's Morning Drink Stop. Large drinks for 99 cents and large specialty drinks for $1.49 before 10 a.m. For contactless ordering and payment, order ahead in the Sonic app. Tax not included. See menu for details for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins. Mobile ordering available only at select locations.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system moving across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing some clouds across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest. Some areas will see a chance of rain showers as we head through the day, continuing into tomorrow and into a Thursday. Otherwise, to the north of this low, we are seeing accumulating snow across the northern parts of the Midwest. Temperature wise, they're going to be all over the place. Cool. We'll see a warm day on Thursday before another sharp cold front moves through Thursday night, bringing cooler temperatures as we head towards the end of the week. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, 53. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 30s with calm winds. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, chance of rain showers, upper 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, will continue with scattered rain showers around 49 degrees. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-October 67. Recent record high, 87 in 2003. The average low, 42. Record low, 26 in 2011. Sunrise this morning, 7:44. Sunset this evening, 6:39. With a cloudy overcast, it's 41 degrees. Winds are light, favoring the east-southeast. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 20th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hi, my name is Crystal Busey, and I am your Republican candidate for County Clerk of Marshall County. As County Clerk, I promise to be responsible and accountable to the Marshall County voters. I will be transparent in all facets of the job with the Marshall County community while acting with the utmost honesty and integrity. I am committed to bringing a new sense of direction to the clerk's office, and I would appreciate your vote on November 3rd. Paid for by Busey for County Clerk, Melody Tomer, Treasurer.
Continuing trouble for the Cowboys. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. On Monday Night Football, the Cowboys' Ezekiel Elliott had trouble holding the ball against the Cardinals, fumbled twice, a first in his career, and made it easy for Arizona quarterback Kyle Murray to roll over Dallas.
Snap to Murray, drops back to throw, looking deep, airing it out, middle of the field. He's got Kirk, it's caught at the 40, Kirk at the 30, the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, an 80-yard strike.
The call on KMVP, Cardinals win 38-10. Murray throws for 188 yards and two TDs on 9 of 24 passing. Game 1 of the World Series between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Los Angeles Dodgers is set for tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's L.A.'s third appearance in 4 years, and Cody Bellinger says this is the year the Dodgers will take the Fall Classic.
I think it's just the way we competed last series, man. We have full confidence in each other, and down 3-1, there really wasn't any panic in this locker room. It was like, okay, we've done this before, and we all trusted in each other, and we knew that whoever was on the mound, whoever was at the plate, would get the job done, and that's just kind of what happened, and We're going to hope we can take that into this series.
Ahead of this week's Big Ten season opener against Ohio State, Nebraska head coach Scott Frost said he's not worried about his group contracting COVID-19.
After weeks in the Big Ten's stringent daily COVID testing protocol,
we've already had enough on our team that have either tested positive or have antibodies.
University of Nebraska football coach Scott Frost didn't say how many.
We're a little bit less at risk.
No word on contact tracing.
I don't think our guys are really afraid of this virus. They're in an age group and a health category that doesn't seem to affect them that much.
State and federal health officials have reported for months that while death is unlikely, some young people have died and many have gotten really sick from COVID-19. Chuck Sievertson, ABC Sports.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Even when you think you've seen it all, you haven't. The last few years have shown us that. And in the midst of what we can't control, Ag Partners is working with Winfield United to make certain of what we can with cropland seed. Together, they're putting millions of data points from answer plot locations and proven algorithms to work to set you and your fields up for success. And they mean each of your fields. Ag Partners agronomists will walk your fields and take soil samples to determine the best seed for each acre. When each seed is 100% yield potential, how you manage your field is key. That's why Ag Partners retailers are with you for in-season management too, utilizing tissue and soil sampling to gain data-backed insights so you can make informed adjustments to changing conditions. So when you buy cropland seed, you get more than great seed. You get the commitment of Ag Partners and Winfield United to make the most of it, so you get the greatest profit potential. Find your local Ag Partners agronomy account manager today at winfieldunited.com/agpartners.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has released its proposal for voluntary cattle market price discovery. In a letter to its membership, and CBA President Marty Smith said the proposal lays out a plan to increase negotiated trade and incentivize each of the major packers' participation in such negotiated trade. The working group came up with a report titled The Voluntary Framework to Achieve Price Discovery in the Fed Cattle Market. The framework explains in detail what the organization calls the 75% plan, which is designed to provide negotiated trade and packer participation benchmarks for the industry to strive toward. And USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has the latest look at winter wheat planting and emergence.
And looking at the winter wheat planting progress for the week ending October 18th, producers passed the three-quarters mark for winter wheat planted to reach 77% by October 18th, 5 percentage points ahead of the five-year average of 72%, slightly ahead of last year's 74%. Planting is nearing completion in some of the drier areas, including Colorado, 98% planted, and Nebraska at 94%. Also coming in high on the list is South Dakota, 97% planted. The only problem is some of those areas that where planting has been quick, there's not enough moisture for proper emergence or establishment. So a couple of states, and that includes Indiana and South Dakota, are ahead of the pace you would typically expect for planting, but behind of the normal pace for emergence. Nationally, emergence is at 51% on October 18th, which is ahead of the five-year average of 48%, also ahead of last year's 50%. But as I mentioned, some states, including Indiana and South Dakota, are running a bit behind on emergence despite the above-average planting pace.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good morning and good Tuesday. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Often the most successful people are those who are committed to constantly learning. The American Angus Association is set to host the 137th Angus Annual Meeting on November 8th through the 9th at the Kansas City Convention Center. The annual meeting will not only be an opportunity to carry out official Angus business, but also to further producer education. Said Mark McCauley, the American Angus Association CEO.
So we've got a great program that has been put together. It'll be a combination of information and updates for Angus breeders and members. So we've got some educational sessions. We'll have some motivational and keynote speakers as well. We're allowing for, of course, encouraging both in-person or virtual attendance. We'll have some virtual options for folks to join us if that better suits their preferences.
Among the many priorities of the American Angus Association, making the Angus cow better is at the top of the list. From haplotypes to inventory-based AHIR reporting, these topics will be discussed to help breeders focus on longevity and fertility. Aside from the meeting of delegates and educational opportunities, you won't want to miss out on the opportunities to hear from keynote speakers, including ex-Green Bay Packer Jordy Nelson and Kevin Oshner. In a year where a few things have been normal, the association is looking forward to carrying out its, quote, normal business.
You know, this year's been a year of change and modification, but we're really, really excited to be hosting the annual meeting, and we're really, really looking forward to seeing everybody in Kansas City or having you join us virtually. If you have any questions at all, of course, our team is here to help you. Give us a ring. Shoot us an email. We want to help you walk through any questions that you might have.
For more information and to register for the in-person or online version of the 137th Angus Annual Meeting, visit angusconvention.com. Sip Spec, Mid-America Ag Network News.
On November 3rd, Kansans will have the opportunity to vote for a new U.S. Senator. Dr. Roger Marshall is the right choice for agriculture and rural Kansas. Dr. Marshall was a leader for Kansas during the last Farm Bill. He authored legislation to assist livestock producers after devastating wildfires, introduced a bill to protect the integrity of meat labels, and is a leader of the Biofuels Caucus. Meanwhile, his opponent voted against agriculture a majority of the time during her last 2 years in the state Senate. Dr. Marshall is a product of a small town, and his rural common sense earned him the endorsements of the Kansas Farm Bureau, the Kansas Livestock Association, the Livestock Marketing Association, Renew Kansas, the Kansas Agribusiness Council, and the National Sorghum Producers. On November 3rd, vote Roger Marshall for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Kansas Ag Communities Coalition, 6031 Southwest 37th Street, Topeka, Kansas, 66614, which is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, and the world's, well, at least the United States' biggest pumpkin is named Tiger King. And we'll hear from the grower of Tiger King after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
The national champion pumpkin grower is
Travis Ginger, spelled TRAVISGIENGER. I am from Anoka, Minnesota. I am a college horticulture teacher.
We caught him as he was driving back from California. His pumpkin, Tiger King, on a trailer behind him.
Now we just go home and enjoy the rest of the pumpkin. It'll probably get carved into the tiger, because that was his nickname, Tiger King. So
Tiger King.
Yeah. So when we were first growing, we noticed it might be a nice kind of orange color with white stripes. And my brother goes, oh, we should name it Tiger King because it's going to be 2020, you know, like what a more fitting name. And it just kind of fit the whole story throughout the whole thing. People are like, oh, we want Tiger King to win. So the Half Moon Bay, pumpkin championship. It's the Super Bowl of all pumpkin way-offs, kind of. Biggest one in the world. All the press, all the media that you could ever want, and the competition you could ever want, too. So about a month ago, I realized mine would be pretty big, and I thought, gee, let's just rally 35 hours out there and see what we can do.
And what happened?
We ended up winning. It came in at 2,350 pounds. And it was good enough for first place, $16,540.
Oh, well, that should pay for the trip out there and back. We're very curious about how you grow a giant pumpkin. Can you take us through from the type of seed used to the type of soil and care and all of that?
Yeah, so the seed is an Atlantic Giant is a variety. And what we've been doing is improving that over time by cross-pollinating them with the best of the best, and that's how they've got to be this size. Growing techniques-wise, you're looking at sometimes watering 8 to 10 times a day. You can foliar feed them. You can drench. You can do compost tea. There's a lot of different techniques, and then pruning your plant differently, shading your pumpkin. So, yeah, some of that.
Mm. And the type of soil that's best for growing these giants?
Usually a sandy loam.
Which is not native to Anoka, Minnesota. More from Travis Ginger, the national champion pumpkin grower, tomorrow. Back after this.
Hey, let's take a break from political ads and talk about the Mosier Ranch private treaty bull sales starting at 11 a.m. Saturday, October 31st at the ranch north of Wheaton, Kansas. In the offering is 55 bulls, including Sim Angus, Simmental, and Angus. For more information, check out our website at MosierRanch.com for sale information, including our catalog and video, or give me a call at 785-456-3101.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
You don't farm for just you. There's generations before you and generations that'll come after. You live up to legacy as much as you build one for the future to come. And it's why our all-new Gleaner S9 Series combines blend technology and know-how to give you the very best in control, comfort, and combine performance. It's the next generation Gleaner for the next generation of farming. Available at CanEquip in Marysville. The all-new S9 Series from Gleaner, built with the farmer in mind.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, cloudy, overcast, and 41 degrees. Highs near 60 on tap today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Clyde Edwards-Helaire showed new teammate Le'Veon Bell and the rest of the NFL how dominant the Kansas City Chiefs running attack is already. The rookie had 161 yards rushing, and Patrick Mahomes threw two touchdown passes to Travis Kelce, leading the Chiefs to a 26-17 win over the Buffalo Bills. Last night's game, originally scheduled for last Thursday, Mahomes finished 21 of 26 for 255 yards. His first scoring toss to Kelce was the 90th of his career in his 37th game, breaking the NFL record for the fewest games to 90 TD passes. Josh Allen had a quiet night for Buffalo, going 14 of 27 for 122 yards and two touchdowns. KU star running back Puka Williams is calling it quits, leaving the team to be closer to his family. Williams tweeted out, "Right now, family and health are the most important things to me. I need to be with my mother, who's battling health issues." Mid-America Network Sports.
High school football's the topic on the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20. Southern and Diller O'Dell, the feature Monday. Haxtell and Centralia Tuesday. Hanover Wednesday. Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville Friday. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening. And it's high school football with Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Area games Friday, live on FM 95.5.
Love fresh air, but there's too much outdoor noise to keep the windows open? Science may have an answer. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com. oldfarmersalmanac.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 20th, the 294th day of the year. Actress Joyce Randolph celebrates her 96th birthday, and Thomas Edison completed his first successful test of the electric light bulb on this day in 1879. Noise-canceling headphones can do a remarkable job of eliminating unwanted ambient noise. Now scientists are putting the same technology into window panes to create a more peaceful home environment. When a microphone in the window structure detects noise, a set of speakers projects a sort of anti-noise, essentially an inverted wave pattern that cancels the unwanted sound. It's an intriguing idea. If it could distinguish pleasant noises from the unpleasant ones, we'd be sold. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter, visit almanac.com.
KNDY.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. Girl, but before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Well, the truth, yeah, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. Girl, but before I get to going, I got to say, there was a time, old woman, when you used to shake it for me. But now, all you do is just treat me cold. Ain't gonna take it no more.